$12 million. That impressive donation, the largest ever received by Sonoma State University, will pave the way for the long-delayed Green Music Center to finally open its doors next year. The donors are Sanford Sandy Weil and his wife Joan. They're new to Sonoma County, but well-known in New York for their philanthropic support of Carnegie Hall, Cornell University, and several medical centers. Weil, the former CEO of Citigroup, talked about the gift in an interview held on the stage of the Green Center.
Our gift of $4 million will complete everything as it relates to this hall and the foyer and entrance, and we're going to give $8 million more, which is based on another $4 million matching grant. So that $12 million will complete all the landscaping for the two outside venues, one that's directly behind this hall, which opens up to a 3,000-seat landscape terrace facility, and another 10,000-square-foot garden facility with its own stage.
The carefully staged announcement came after several weeks of quiet talks with university officials and some outside assessments that Weil initiated, including one from noted pianist Long Long.
Long Long made an appointment to come out here at midnight on a Monday night before he was performing the next day with the San Francisco Symphony. And he played the piano here for an hour and had the shades go up and down to hear the different sounds and acoustics. And he, too, fell in love with the place.
Susan Kashak, SSU's Vice President for Communications, says the new infusion of funds will expedite many final pieces of the project. Some more obvious than others.
We have a little bit of work to do in the concert hall, a couple of small items, although it looks pretty well done by now. Our chairs are on order, and they should be here this summer and installed. We have to finish the lobby, and that lobby right now is just a concrete floor. And then we have to finish some of the back of the house areas. We have green rooms and restrooms and rooms where some of the musicians can practice before they come on stage.
The main thing still left unfinished will be the Schroeder Recital Hall in the adjacent classroom building. Completing that is expected to require another $5 million, but Weil says he hopes others will be inspired to come forward and see that through.
It's always good to do things when things are lousy and get people to feel good about themselves again and get to see that something can happen. I think at a point in time where things don't look so great, maybe this will get people to stop feeling sorry about themselves and they should think about how much they have left rather than how much they lost. And maybe they can help too.
Kashak also announced they will be working with Robert Cole, a longtime veteran of Berkeley's Cal Performances series, to begin scheduling performances in the new hall, which will bear the Wiles' names.
Robert Cole is going to be an artistic consultant to us. He was the head of Cal Performances for 23 years, and he knows how to open halls and get the right talent and make them successful. So we're very fortunate to have him to be available to us as a consultant.
The concert hall will open first in September of 2012, followed by the outdoor concert areas the following summer. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.